The first group of students to use the lab was at the medium security Oshkosh Correctional. One of the students who'll earn 6 technical college credits is Jason Kuban.
If you can overcome this, you can overcome a lot of barriers in life.
Having prison time on one's resume may seem like a permanent blot, but the inmates, like Jeffrey Cox, say spending time in class shows initiative.
This sort of is a scarlet letter to have on our record being in prison. So anything to help better myself and move forward in life, I would take the opportunity.
The credits are in advanced manufacturing. Even in a bad economy, employers, especially manufacturers, need workers with a certain skill set. John Davis is CEO of the Great Northern Company, a packaging firm. He says modern factory equipment is mostly computer-controlled, so entry-level workers need skills. And Davis says he's willing to take them where he can get them.
You know, as entrepreneurs, we have made a lot of mistakes along the way as we've built our companies and recognize that that's part of risk-taking. So to hold a mistake against someone's past is just isn't consistent with the environment we're in.
Sure.
The Advanced Manufacturing Mobile Lab is run out of Lakeshore Technical College. After it leaves Oshkosh this week, it goes to Wisconsin's women's prison, Tay Chita, in mid-March. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.